This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
That was the best one, yeah, because
New York.
Blasio, yeah, New York.
Liberal New York.
Yeah, they fucking marched on, I don't know, man, the Times Square. No. Where did they go to? I don't remember. They
Washington
were all over.
Square
there
Park?
Was a there was a lot. No, it wasn't Washington Square Park. It was, I think it was Broadway. They were on somewhere near Broadway, and I don't know. There was a lot of them. There was
one
a lot.
One of the more liberal public, two of the more liberal public college campuses this weekend that had the fuck Joe Biden chants going were University of Wisconsin and Penn State.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just like that one because it was.
I'm proud of Penn State. I have the tattoo on my arm, you know, so.
I just like how they added de Blasio in there. That was great because it would have only been better.
And de Blasio. They got the syncopation good.
Well, it should have been, but it should have been de Blasio.
Well, that's just because that's what we call
it. It only made it better.
Anyway. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio.
2021.
Oh, shit.
I didn't put the date in there.
Well, I was, my finger was, go try it again.
Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio for September 28th.
2021.
There we go.
That's Barbara Walters after she smoked weed.
Wow. It was Brett after he smoked weed.
It was my voice, too. I think she was impersonating me. That's all right.
Hey, before you start, though, listen.
Yes.
Listen, I have a Go problem. Ahead. I have a medical problem. And it.
DJ Slim has a medical problem.
I have a medical problem because I took on a Facebook challenge this week that was posted by our previous leader of Off the Radio from All Digital Radio Network. You know, it's the illustrious Sir Daryl. He posted to Facebook a challenge. I think it was a $700,000 challenge. I'm still waiting for my check. But he told me I had to run through the mall naked for like 3 minutes, and I did. I went down to the mall, I stripped down of my clothes, ran up through the mall naked, but now I have a huge problem. I have concrete burn on my cock. So I don't know what to
All
do.
Right, DJ Slim.
I'm just saying.
All right, I got a question for you.
Please.
What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
Not a clue.
You can't hear an enzyme. Thank you, Rick. Rick,
I did get. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, Daryl.
Hey, Rick. I'm going to ask Rick this one. Rick's a funny guy.
Funny how?
Like a clown. What do women and weather have in common?
Winter and weather, they're always changing.
No, when it's wet, you should be inside. We don't have the drum roll set up for tonight.
He's got it. I don't have the drum roll.
I didn't want
to. It's going to take him a minute to find it now because he wasn't prepared for it. It's like me.
I didn't know I was going to do the joke, so I just had him written down here.
Wait, here.
They were funnier than that. Anyway. Welcome to day 251 of the national fucktastrophe that's known as Joe Biden and his administration of children. So we're going to title tonight's show. Usually I just title the segments. If you're a regular listener, you know that. But this one fits. Tonight's entire show is called 81 Million Votes My Ass.
And guess what? I know you're going to devote the entire show to this title, 81 Million My Ass. But I want you to take this one step further.
Oh.
Every week, I want you to come up with a segment that goes along with tonight's total show topic of 81 million in my ass to prove once again that there's no chance in hell 81 million.
Gee, I wonder where that came from. Let me look at our text messages from the other day.
Well, that's what I thought you were going to. That was my original thought. I didn't realize you were going to.
Oh, I got text messages from my son. I didn't even know that.
Gotcha.
My son sent me a text message.
I hope everything's okay.
I don't know. I think it's something about the fantasy football, which I couldn't care less. I don't do fantasy football. I don't bet on football. I don't bet on sports. I just like to watch them for the pure enjoyment of the game. You know, I didn't want to take Dallas and give the 3.5 points and have them win by 3 last night on Monday Night Football, because then I would have been pissed off, even though the team I was rooting for won. You know, as it was, Dallas killed the Eagles like 41-21 or something. But, you know, I avoid all that crap. But my son is a commissioner in a fantasy football league. And when I was up in their house in South Carolina a few weeks ago, it was draft night. So I didn't help my son. I helped his wife.
Good for you.
She's been kicking ass.
Good.
Love you, Casey. She listens all the time, too. So, anyway, so what happened today? Well, the left is going scorched earth to pass a so-called $3.5 trillion. We can't even get our minds around that number. $3.5 trillion infrastructure boondoggle, which is really $5.5 trillion, but they're fudging the numbers, trying to get a couple of votes.
Is this the biggest one ever? Is that why this number is? Okay, that's why you're saying.
By far the biggest one ever.
Okay.
It was more than the emergency money for COVID. I mean, hell, to put this in perspective, when the economy was already recovering and Obama took office, they gave him $1 trillion to piss away. Okay.
Well, you know what would be okay with this $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, if it included a wall.
Yeah.
We wouldn't need near as much. But anyway. They're trying to fudge the numbers. It's really $5.5 trillion, which is just insane. That's more than our entire budget of the United States for a year. But Senator Sinema of Arizona, who's a Democrat, she's dead set against it. And Joe Manchin, who's also a Democrat, is scared to vote for it because he's a West Virginia senator, and Trump won West Virginia by 40 percentage points. So like the children they are, kicking and screaming in a political tantrum, and the media is, of course, on their side. So today, what happened today? The stock market took a 2% dump. Oil went up $3 a barrel, which is another 7 cents per gallon on all of us. And it's not going well. And our only saving grace is this insanity, which includes a $600 bank transaction getting reported to Biden, which we talked about last week. The IRS budget nearly doubling so they can do enforcement, which means they crawl up everybody's ass with audits. The tax increases, which, you know, we want to tax the rich, make them pay their fair share. Well, the rich people own everything, and they don't pay the taxes. They just increase the prices. Duh.
Gee, I voted for the Democrats, and they raised taxes on my rich landlord, and my rent went up. Why is that?
Because you're a friggin' moron who voted Democrat. That's what. And also, what's in here is, besides the tax increases, Nancy stuck this thing in there this week. Corporations can face up to $70,000 fines for each instance, not total, for each instance for allowing unvaxxed employees to work.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to enforce a $14,000 fine per employee through OSHA, which I don't think the courts will end up letting him get away with, but they're trying that. But she's sticking this in the law. So if she gets this law passed, which I don't think it's going to. I mean, Democrats only control the House by 6 votes. And there's enough Democrats that are scared to death of 2022 already because all this fucktastrophe that is Biden. It's only 8 months of this idiot so far. She pulled the vote down the other day. She didn't have the votes to pass it the other day. So if you can't get out of the House, you sure as hell can't get through the Senate, because the Senate's 50-50, and you got 2 Democrats that are saying they're not going to vote for it. So I think we're going to be saved by the couple of sane Democrats that still exist in this world. But if the $70,000 fines for unvaxxed employees, you know, that's not exactly going to help the economy. You know, let's just take government profits and, I mean, corporation profits, and don't let them pay the employees more money.
Let's make a mandated fine that goes into the government so they can piss it away on 12,000 Haitians that were just let in. 12,000 of the 15 were just let in. And they don't even have an order to report at all. Because why? Nobody knows why. That's the correct answer.
Yeah. No clue.
12,000 people. By the way, if tonight's show sucks, it's because I forgot to make extra coffee this morning, so I don't have my normal decaf iced coffee.
What is decaf?
Well, it tastes like coffee. It's expensive decaf.
Dude, we don't ever have a show that sucks.
It's like $30 a bag, for Christ's sake. But no, I got chocolate milk.
Oh, that's boring.
In my iced coffee. Well, I usually basically put chocolate milk
in
my
mocha.
Yeah. It just doesn't have the cafe part. I'm just having a mocha.
I have a rainbow sherbet.
Oh, you do, do you? There's nothing wrong with that, Slim. If you like rainbow, if you can like rainbow.
It's in a nice little glass tube.
Oh, that kind.
It's a liquid. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. What's the THC content?
A lot.
Not that anybody, you know, it's not illegal in New York.
Not at all.
So he's not admitting to any crimes out there, people.
It's still illegal to grow.
Anyway, there's no answer from these fools on what's going on with the 12,000 Haitians. But with all this stuff going on, I thought I'd ask the real president a question. So we ready?
Oh, of course.
Got his answer recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The real President Trump. Can you sum up the Biden fucktastery for us all, please, sir?
And we're going to take back our country from these lunatics. In just 8 months, Joe Biden and the radical Democrats are well on their way to turning America into a third world nation. That's what's happening. You see it here as much as anybody. I told you so during the election and during the campaign. Inflation is skyrocketing. Unemployment is rising at a level that nobody can believe. Main streets are being boarded up. Murders are through the roof. You look at what's happening in these Democrat-run cities. Violent gangs are drugged out. Vagrants are taking over our big cities, our once great cities. Corruption is rampant. The senior ranks of our military have been politicized. Our leaders are issuing unconstitutional executive mandates, and our country is being turned into a migrant camp. It's what we are. Other than that, how are things going?
There you go. Other than that, how's things going? I just explained how things are going. They suck. That was Trump from his Georgia rally on Saturday, where the next senator from the state of Georgia, we only have to wait till 2022 to get him. It will be the one, the only Heisman Trophy winning Herschel Walker will be the next senator from the state of Georgia, replacing that idiot left-wing wacko who beats up women, Warnock. What a scumbag he is.
There was
only Democrats could vote for a guy who beats up women and then go around going,
We're for the Me Too people. Me Too. Believe all the women.
Unless a Democrat beat him up. Remember the attorney general in the state of Minnesota? Mm. You know, he beat the shit out of his girlfriend. Cops got called. There's all kinds of pictures and stuff. He's a Democrat. They still elected him.
There was another great line from Donald Trump at that same rally that I'd love to share because I threw it up on TikTok and it's getting some. Okay, here you go.
With your help, we're going to take back the House and send Nancy Pelosi back to San Francisco, where she can work very hard to bring back a city which she has helped to very much destroy, just like they're destroying our nation. They're destroying our nation.
That's all you.
That was shortly after the question I asked him.
That's what I was doing the thing.
That was good.
Clip. I loved it.
Now,
this whiskey is that shithole.
I found something from a friend of mine, Dawn Pacheco. She scans the internet and comes up with good clips. And I've stolen stuff from her before, but this time I'm going to acknowledge her because she might actually be listening. She's a nice lady. Joe Rogan
And if you don't know who Joe Rogan is, Joe Rogan's the guy who does the UFC stuff. He's the one of the announcers, color announcers for UFC. If you've ever seen UFC fights, you know Joe Rogan. He's the bald guy. He's a martial arts expert himself. He's a libertarian. He was for Bernie Sanders for some unknown reason originally, but like people that have left-wing tendencies, they aren't all just insane people. Joe Rogan is obviously not insane. His podcast kicks ass. It's very funny. But every once in a while, he's got a poignant moment. And he did a thing the other day. It's about a minute and 45 seconds long. And he explains to you what is wrong with America. And I'd like you to hear it from somebody different than us for once. So let's just roll Joe Rogan here.
There you go.
If they can figure out a way to force you into carrying something that lets you enter businesses or lets you do this or lets businesses open, historically, they are not going to give that power up. They find new reasons to use it.
I'll do that.
We have to protect those freedoms at all costs, whether you agree with people's choices or not, because it is the foundation that this country was founded on, freedom. This idea of freedom. There's so many people that think it's frivolous, it's not important, it's not the main thing that we should be focused on, but it is the literal structure that allows this country to be so fucking amazing. Every single country that's ever existed other than the United States, up until 1776, every fucking country that has ever existed was run by dictators, all of them. This is the first experiment in self-government that actually worked, and it created the greatest superpower the world's ever known. It created the greatest cultural machine, the greatest machine of art and creativity and innovation right fucking here. And how did it do that? It did it through freedom. And as soon as you see something, anything that comes along and inhibits your freedom, you should be very cautious about that. You should be very suspicious. Because anything that comes along that can inhibit your freedom is, by definition, anti-American.
And that's all we're facing now, is stuff that is limiting our freedom.
Pretty much.
Now, Rick, do you feel free?
Kind of free, you know, depending on what kind of mandate they're going to do next.
They haven't gotten to you yet, huh?
No.
Thank God. We got to have one person left. Anyway, we got to talk about the vid. You know, based on the numbers and science and the therapeutics available, we shouldn't have to talk about this anymore.
Well, hold on. We have to, because this is why we have to talk about the vid. Can I share another sound clip with you? Because this is why we definitely have to, because this is the Pfizer CBO or okay. CEO Alberta whatever his last name is, and here's what he has to say real quick. Because
I agree that within a year, I think we will be able to come back to normal life.
There it is. I'm not even going to play the rest of it. It's another year.
Was that the doctor who said he would like to debate Fauci on TV for 30 minutes?
Well, this is Pfizer CEO. This is one.
Oh,
of
that's Pfizer CEO. Okay.
But no. I mean, I won't even play the rest of the clip. But he just continues to talk about. I mean, we're looking at another year. I mean, it was 6 weeks, and now we're going to be 3 years in. So we have
to
talk
about this. Well, he wants to sell more vaccine. Yeah.
Well, yes.
And he wants
to
help the Democrats get mail-in ballots next November. You see, California went to all mail-in ballots. That's what happens when you have one party rule in a state. You want to see what a dictatorship looks like? Look at California. Mm. That's an American dictatorship. What do you got in California anymore? Yep, you still got nice weather and you got beaches. But every city's full of homeless people, rampant drug use, crime is way up, murder's way up. You got homeless people shitting all over the streets of San Francisco and nobody does anything about it. Except offer them free needles. Hmm. You know, it's a fucking disaster.
But it's not just there. It's Chicago. It's Seattle. I mean, look up the Facebook
page.
Yeah, but
the entire
Seattle state looks
like shit. Ruined there yet.
Well, right. That's just cities.
Although if you let fat ass Pritzker in Illinois for another 4 years, Illinois will become California North. But yeah, you're right. You know, it's the cities are all messed up. But this is an entire state. That is under the thumb of Mr. Hair Gel. And it's a friggin' mess. And they let illegals vote in that state too. I mean, it's been documented.
What kind of a mess?
Me, look it up.
Oh, but let me throw this out there. Do you think it's going to be, would have been any better under Caitlyn Jenner?
Would have been
more.
Yeah, sure. It would have. Caitlyn Jenner would have been like Arnold. Would have done everything to make everybody happy on the right. But the state did run better. And there was a little more confidence in the state government when Arnold was in charge. And you still got Republicans elected to some things. So right now, if you're a Republican in California, you might as well not even bother. You know, now they started doing the ballot manipulation thing in the congressional races 4 years ago. It was Orange County. Six of the seven congresspeople in Orange County were Republicans, and all of them lost. All of them lost.
Wow.
That doesn't happen. No, they manipulated. They did. They had the voting machines and the fake mail-in ballots and all that bullshit back then. And that's probably what gave the Democrats the idea in 2020. Oh, it worked there. So anyway, so we're talking about the vid. Last week we talked about the Navy SEALs, whose deadline was supposed to be last Friday. So with no mass suspension of a quarter of our best and bravest fighting warriors, Biden seems to have backed down on them. And I did hear today that his administration has given all federal employees until November 22nd to be vaccinated. I think their lawyers probably told him there's too many cases in court right now, and if you force the hand, you're going to lose. So they pushed it back to November 22nd. But this whole thing is nuts. Now, here's what happened this week. A hospital in North Carolina canned 175 frontline medical employees for not taking the vid. But my favorite story is, of course, a big fuck you to the man in Illinois. Speaking of which, this is outside Chicago. We have a bus driving shortage now because Oswego schools it's forcing Oswego schools to cancel in-person learning. Why do we have a bus driver shortage? Community Unit School District 308 Oswego wrote in an urgent message last Tuesday that due to the large number of bus driver absences today, we can't accommodate transportation for all students. So the high school and junior high kids had to go to remote learning, and officials saying the school buildings are not open for student attendance, but staff still needs to report to classrooms. Early learning classes were canceled Tuesday. The deaf and hard of hearing program was canceled. Elementary schools remained open for in-person attendance, and buses would still run, though there were going to be large delays. Well, a lot of people were on the internet were posting all 39 bus drivers in this district quit because they were mandated to take the COVID vaccine. They didn't want to. Now, actually, there was 100 of them. But 39 out of 100 telling them to kiss it up their ass was enough to totally screw up this Chicago public school district area.
Well, we're going to be facing the same problem here in New York State because our unelected governor, she's doing the same thing. She's calling in National Guard to cover the staff the school bus driver shortages as well. And she's even went a step further. She's using the National Guard to also come into the hospitals to cover the staffing shortages there because of that all went into effect Monday night at, I guess, midnight or something, where everyone had to be vaccinated in our hospitals. So, I mean, there's more than one place that's doing this same thing.
Well, this is Oswego, which is a suburb of Chicago, but actually in Chicago, 2,000 public school students and their families faced major disruption when 10% of the bus drivers contracted to work for the district resigned the week of August 23rd because of the COVID vaccine requirements. You know, you just look, I'm vaccinated. Slim's vaccinated. Do we care what anybody else is, Slim?
Not one bit. I could care less.
It's not I couldn't care less either.
None of my fucking business, because I'm either going to get it or I'm not. And it is what it is. I mean, even if I'm vaccinated and I get it.
Well, if I'm down there near Rick at work and he sneezes,
I'm not going to freak out.
No.
I still have my antibodies.
Listen.
Oh, you got them now. Yeah.
You know, the bid. I know where Rick works. I won't obviously say, but Rick is in touch with many people on a daily basis. I'm in touch with literally
the girls.
Thousands of people every day that from all corners of our county and from all corners of not just our county. But
I saw the mailman today.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, if I haven't gotten it in the two seasons of working, you know, my big boy job in contact with literally, you know, thousands and thousands of people, I'm not going to get it. I knock on wood. I mean, I shouldn't say that, yeah. But I would have gotten it by now. Rick, I mean, you did. So you're done. I mean, you're good. You're just as good as having the vaccine because you've had it. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, not according to the Biden administration, you're not.
If Rick was a federal employee,
even though he had the vid and he's got antibodies, and the science actually says the antibodies are better than the vaccine anyway, even though they were telling us for months it's not as good. You got to get the jab. But talk about Sanjay Gupta on CNN.
Gupta.
Yeah, even though you've had the coronavirus, you still need to get the jab. No, you don't. Fuck you. Tired of this stuff. But, you know, now we got the boosters. You know, Pervert Joe, Creepy Joe, whatever, Sippy Cup, the president of the United States, sort of, that guy, apparently had a booster yesterday on TV.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's seen him today.
Hmm.
Yeah, just wondered about that. But we do got these boosters. And I'm going to get an antibody test when my Moderna date comes up. Now, right now, it's just for Pfizer peeps. I got Moderna. Slim, you got Moderna too, right?
I got Moderna, but I think you're going to have you're going to find out you have a problem when you take your antibody test. I think what you're going to find is that you don't have any antibodies. I really do. If my antibodies have dropped off
since I had the vax,
but I'll
take a booster.
But let me ask you this.
But you should have
taken an antibody test after you got your second vaccine so you could have seen what your antibody level was. So you had a comparison.
Yeah, well, back then everybody said the second shot's that you're it, you know. It's like when I got the shingles vaccine. I said to the doctor, that was my second one. I said, so what, I still got a 5% chance of getting shingles? He says, no, you don't have any chance of getting shingles. He said, this vaccine works. They say it's 95% because legally they can't say 100%. That's all.
These boosters are going to be nothing more than a money-making scheme for the pharmaceutical company.
Oh, you just heard the Pfizer guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play it again.
Oh, I'm not. I can't. It's not on my soundboard. I just pulled it up.
Another year.
I mean, hold on. I'll pull it up because I'll give you the rest of the 30-second clip because, you know, it is kind of, here it is.
You know.
I agree that within a year, I think we will be able to come back to normal life. I don't think that this means that variants will not be continue coming, and I don't think that this means that we should be able to live our lives without having immune, without having vaccinations, basically. But that's, again, remains to be seen. The most likely scenario for me, it is that because the virus is spread all over the world, that we will continue seeing new variants that are coming out, and also we will have vaccines that they will last at least a year. And I think the most likely scenario is annual revaccinations, but we don't know really. We need to wait and see the day.
Oh, he's praying for annual vaccinations.
For money?
But guess what happens a year from now, people?
Another vaccine.
No, the elections.
Oh, yeah.
So
the midterm elections. What have I been telling you for months? This crap is about mail-in ballots for November of 2022. That's all this is.
I just gave you hook, line, and sinker.
You just put another nail in their coffin in my argument. That's for sure. The hell with these people. But I will get an antibody test just to see where I'm at. And if my antibodies are still at a reasonable level, I'm not taking any damn booster.
I don't understand when back in the day when either you got measles or you got the measles vaccine, you don't get it anymore. The fact that the antibodies are in you when you don't get it anymore. How come this COVID, all right, the antibodies disappear, you got to keep on getting more boosters.
It's an MDRA
vaccine.
It's not.
If I get the letters right, it's a new kind of thing that they can do. They can do a biological manipulation very quickly in the laboratory. That's how they got these things right, out so fast. So but we don't know that it's really a vaccine. It might just be a therapeutic.
All right. So if you actually got COVID, how come those antibodies disappear? Before, when he got the measles, those antibodies are still in you. You don't get the measles anymore. You got the chicken pox. Those antibodies are in you. You don't get the chicken pox.
Sadly, can I just say, it could be something that was programmed into the virus when it was created in the lab.
Chinese aren't stupid.
I'm just throwing this shit out there.
It could be, but I think the Chinese blew their wad just getting this thing out there. I don't think it was nearly as deadly as they thought it was going to be, but it was still bad enough to screw up. Everybody got to remember, and nobody friggin' remembers anything because you watch this stupid excuse that we have for media. I don't know if I did tell you last week about the Russian lady. I don't remember if I told you about the Russian lady last week or not. If I didn't, I'm going to tell you now. A friend of mine has a Russian friend. And it was interesting because the Russian friend asked her why she watches the news so much. Yeah. And she asked her, don't you watch the news in Russia when you were there? She's here now. And she says, no, of course not. We all knew it was propaganda. We didn't bother. You just haven't figured it out yet. Huh. Boom. We don't get news anymore. All we get is propaganda.
But you're absolutely correct. But she all in Russia, it is all state Russian TV. So it is all propaganda. I will tell you this.
Putin lied less than Biden did about what's going on with the pipeline and the COVID. Putin. And Biden was calling Putin a killer and everything else and arresting political dissidents and Putin shot right back with you've got hundreds of people in jail for trespassing. January 6th. Come on. More stuff came out on that today. The video of January 6th has been in existence since January 6th.
He told us
we couldn't see it because of national security concerns.
Yeah, but keep one thing in mind with Putin, and I think you'll agree with me on this. He doesn't have to hold back. He doesn't have to be careful what he says because he can't get impeached. He's not going to get thrown out. It's not like our government where Donald Trump, says something that supposedly incites a riot, so we impeach him. Putin can pretty much do or say whatever he wants, and he has no repercussions to what he does.
And that's what the Democrats are going for. They don't want any repercussions for what they're doing. So it's not going to change unless we stand up and do something about it, people. It's just not going to change.
Is it too late? Is it getting to the point where it's too late?
I'm optimistic. You know I'm always optimistic.
I know. Rick, do you think it's too late?
I hope not.
I really hope not. Because then it's too late. This country is screwed.
And let me ask Rick this question.
This is important.
And I know who your employer is, and it's unlikely to happen to you. But, because your employer can tell Biden to go fuck himself. Yeah. But what if your employer suddenly decided to go with a government mandate and said, you have to be vaccinated to work here?
Honestly, I never thought of it before, but I just might have to find some other job.
You'd have to find a job with an employer with less than 100 people.
Yeah.
Because they're all under that mandate.
Yeah. I'll have to boost up my photography stuff.
At least until the courts get on this and straighten it out. But
that'll be a Morgan commercial in a couple of years.
It is good to see that there's, I won't go into tons of detail, but I have other friends too that are like you. You are dead set on, I am not putting this injection into my body, and I'm glad to see that you're sticking to your guns. And but at the same time, there is, people have to remember, you got to have a job to take before you walk out. All these nurses that are, I'm not taking the vaccine, and all these school teachers, and I'm not, and they're going to find themselves fired. and they have nowhere to go because the only thing they know is the field that they can't get a job in without the vaccine. So guess what they're going to have to go do? Flip burgers for minimum wage. Guess what? They can't afford to do that. So where do they end up? On welfare. And guess who's taking care of them? Us.
I'm not saying that I'm anti-vax.
Not you.
It's funny because every year I get the flu shot. I have no problem with the flu shot because that's not a vaccine. That's a therapeutic also. You get it every year. Yep. I have absolutely no problem with that.
It's only 50 to 60% effective in most years too.
Yeah. I mean, ever since I got it every year that I'm down here. I'm down here, what, 18 years? Got it every year and I never got the flu. Just a couple of years ago, I came down with something. I just don't know what it was. I thought it was COVID when nobody knew what COVID was, but
nobody had the flu last year. Everything was listed as COVID,
and nobody died from getting hit by a car. Nobody died from getting eaten by a shark. Nobody got hit.
It's COVID.
Yeah, it's COVID. Yeah, a guy got eaten by a shark, but he had COVID.
Hey, our stupid criminal of the week is the school board in Fairfax County, Virginia. And I'll explain this. This is what happens when you vote for people just because they have a D behind their name. Fairfax County, Virginia is going hardcore blue. And thanks, Obama, because he hired all those extra federal employees. And so many of them live in Fairfax County now. Republican couldn't get elected dog catcher there. But one of the things, I'm going to set this up with this. One of the things Trump did that I was really proud of was he got serious on child trafficking. It was a big success due to his border policies. His administration arrested more perps and freed more children in 4 years than Obama and Bush did in 16 years. And it wasn't even close, really. It was kind of like Fox's ratings compared to CNN. It's not even close. But pedos are sitting on the school boards for sure. We had a story from Texas. A little while ago that I decided not to use, where a father was screaming about this in a middle school. But parents are flipping out at the school administrations for pedophilia stuff in schools. I think that one was in Harris County in Houston. But this lady who we're going to play for you in Fairfax County, Virginia, she references the Texas thing right at the top. This is a concerned mom, and granted, we say the F word on the show, so I don't think what she says is going to shock. She's not going to shock you too much because she's reading from books that are available in the child's library. Here is a mad mom from Fairfax, Virginia.
After seeing a September 9th school board meeting in Texas on pornography in the schools, I decided to check the titles at my child's school, Fairfax High School. The books were available, and we checked them out. Both of these books include pedophilia, sex between men and boys. Both books describe different acts. One book describes a fourth grade boy performing oral sex on an adult male. The other book has detailed illustrations of a man having sex with a boy. The illustrations include fellatio, sex toys, masturbation, and violent nudity. Pedophilia here. From the author, Maya Kobabe, quote, "I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth. I am going to give you the blowjob of your life, and then I want you inside me," end quote. From the author, Jonathan Evison, "What if I told you I touched another guy's dick? What if I told you I sucked it? I was 10 years old, but it's true. I sucked Doug Goebel's dick, the real estate guy, and he sucked mine too." This is not an oversight at Fairfax High School.
I'm sorry. May I please make a point, there are children in the audience here.
Do not interrupt my time. No. Do not interrupt my time.
I would like to remind everybody.
I will stand here until my time is restored and my time is finished. These books are in stock and available in the libraries of Robinson,
for high school
Langley,
students, ma'am.
And Annandale High School. Pornography is offensive to all Clerk. People. It is offensive to common decency. It is the reason why the MPAA...
Is our next speaker is Alex.
She got turned off.
Yeah, they cut her off. And their excuse. Did you hear their excuse? These books are in high schools, ma'am. Oh, so I guess it's okay for 14 to 17-year-olds to look at a 10-year-old giving a BJ to a full-grown man. Yeah, there you go. That's the kind of stuff you want in your high schools. This is what happens when you elect liberal whack jobs. This is bullshit. This is horrible. This is what's killing America. This is what Joe Rogan was talking about. You're not free when the schools are pushing this shit on your kids. This is your job as a parent, is to teach kids what's right, what's wrong, what's fair, and what's not. If a kid wants to be gay, fine. But not when you're 10 years old with a full-grown man. No,
you know,
that's not right. That's against the law in every state in this country.
You know what surprises me is they didn't cut her off sooner. Because I can tell you right now.
Well, you showed the pictures from the book, and I think the perverts on the board were too busy watching, looking at the pictures.
Look, I can tell you right now, if I went into my school board meeting and I started spewing out sentences like that, I think they would have probably set me out in handcuffs. They already threatened when I was going to go to one school board meeting and just demand that my daughter's school door be locked. They threatened to tell me if I showed
there
up.
There wasn't anybody in that audience who was screaming for her to shut up.
No, they wanted more. They wanted more.
They wanted the school board to leave her the fuck alone.
Yep. They wanted to hear what their kids are being brainwashed with.
That was the high school library. Okay. We don't even know what's in the middle school library. Her kid's in ninth grade. What's in the middle school library? What are the 11-year-olds looking at? You know, these perverts want 11-year-olds to look at this stuff and go, oh, I guess it's okay. I saw it in a book.
Well, the ninth grade book,
it's not okay.
It calls it penis instead of cock.
Yeah. Gee, thanks.
Just.
That's so much classier.
Well.
I just wonder, you know, and it's a rhetorical question, but how the hell do we sit here and let stuff like this happen? You know?
Well, because not enough. One of the reasons why, and it's not so much in the big elections like the presidential election, you know, our big elections, but it's the school board elections. People don't vote. And then you've got the school boards that control. And in a lot of cases, not so much in the big schools. I'm sure these, you know, like these big schools in Chicago and in California, they have, you know, 20, 30, 40 people on their school boards. But, you know, here we've got like 6 people on our school board. So 6 people are making all the rules for all, you know, 1,600 students in our school district.
Right.
And that's that. There's absolutely no way to get anything changed when you've only got 6 people making the decisions. When you've got 30 or 40,
well, you get rid of the 6 people.
Well, but the problem is that the community is so tight knit with who they, you know, everybody, they just keep winning and winning, or they just replace.
You had stuff like that in your high school library. I'll bet you some people would change their friggin' minds in a hurry.
Well, I would hope.
I hope your district isn't that wacko.
I'm hoping they're not. But my district has made numerous mistakes. I mean, and I won't go into too much detail, but I mean, they have one school that has a very bad bullying problem, and another elementary school in our district that doesn't. So what do? They flip the principals around so that the one principal can go take care of the bullying problem. But what happens at the other school? Now there's a bullying problem. So I mean, all you did is rob Peter to pay Paul. And the problem just flipped schools. I mean, that's all it did.
Speaking of pedophiles, we have this after only 20 years of waiting. R. Kelly was finally convicted. He was found guilty in a sex trafficking trial. The R&B superstar known for his anthem, I Believe I Can Fly, was convicted Monday trafficking trial after decades of avoiding criminal responsibility for numerous allegations of misconduct. Allegations. I've seen the videos. They aren't allegations. Young women and children. By young women, they mean teenagers.
Was this a criminal case or was this a civil?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm just wondering. I didn't know.
Yeah, he was found guilty of racketeering. The argument, the entourage of managers and aides who helped him meet these young girls and kept them obedient and quiet afterwards amounted to a criminal enterprise. So it's kind of like they finally got Al Capone on tax evasion.
Wait a minute. What about Epstein and all those guys? And
Epstein hung himself, didn't he?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he hung himself.
Well, what about all the rest of the ones?
The cameras got turned off, and suddenly he was dead. And all those documents about Clinton being on his island, and all those other big liberal farts being on his pedo island. And, you know, I mean, compared to R. Kelly, I mean, Epstein wasn't that bad. He's 16 and 17-year-old girls he had. There was one R. Kelly was having sex with a 12 or 13-year-old on tape. And if you ever seen R. Kelly, believe me, there ain't too many 12-year-olds could handle that. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. He's got Peronis, though.
I have to say, I've passed on looking at R. Kelly's junk.
Yeah, R. Kelly's junk takes a giant turn to the left.
Well, speak for yourself.
He married Aaliyah, the singer, when she was only 15. That was illegal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But his records and concert tickets, they just kept selling. Other artists recorded his songs. Even after he was arrested in 02. By making a recording of himself sexually abusing and urinating on a 14-year-old. He didn't get convicted of any of that stuff, but they finally got him on racketeering.
Well, guess what? He's flying to jail.
Yeah. And he can have a 30-year-old bitch named Ramon. There you go. R. Kelly. Rest in peace, bastard. Just for good measure, though, we got another even more stupid criminal. I just thought I'd give you two this week. Special cool. Bonus, stupid criminal.
Really? You really aren't going to get any no letters?
No letters this week. The other stupid criminal's name is Joe Biden.
No shit.
Yeah, and we're not even going to talk about the money he takes from Russia and China and everywhere else. Traitor bitch. He's a tax cheat. He's screwing our own country. Remember how Trump donated his salary? Biden scammed the government on his earnings for as much as Trump donated in a year. Actually, more. Trump would give away $400,000 a year in salary. Biden owes as much as $500,000 in back taxes.
So when is he going to be charged?
Yeah. Well, 2022. You have an impeachment and a conviction for once. For something real. Apparently Biden improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office. Raising eyebrows, the possibility he owes the IRS as much as $500,000 in back taxes. This guy's pushing for a $3.5 trillion bill to subsidize child care, education, and health care by targeting tax avoidance and raising tax rates on higher incomes so the rich pay their fair share. Well, this asshole doesn't pay his.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Do as we say, not as we do.
But stop. Wait. Put the brakes on this for a second. Joe Biden most definitely didn't do this, because this is the man that, once again, let me remind you, because you've reminded us a couple of weeks in a row, he doesn't even know what path to take to go into the White House. So he didn't do this. His accountant fucked up somewhere. I mean, this man doesn't even, he's not smart enough to do this.
And who goes to jail when your accountant fucks up? Who signed the tax return? He did.
Well, he did. I understand. But Joe Biden, it wasn't smart enough to fucking cheat on his taxes, I don't think. My opinion.
There's actually an accounting trick out there that was exploited by Biden and boosts IRS funding for audits. But this new report drafted by the Congressional Research Service and provided to the New York Post suggests Biden owes taxes under the current rules, not even the new ones, according to the congressman who requested it. This guy wants to raise taxes by $2.1 trillion, claiming that rich need to pay their fair share. But in 2017, multimillionaire Joe Biden. And how did he become a multimillionaire? Well, that's another story. He skirted his payroll taxes, the very taxes that fund Medicare and Obamacare. According to the criteria CRS provided in my office, as congressional research, he owes the IRS and the American people hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes. Every American should know about Joe Biden's tax hypocrisy. There's another reason he's not going to get enough votes to pass this bullshit. This guy has no credibility whatsoever. So there you go. Stupid criminal number two is really stupid.
And keep in mind, we've said this before. He's nothing more than a puppet and a stand-in for whatever the big change is that's going to happen. I mean, he's not going to be our president.
No, Valerie. Yeah, but even Obama came out and threw him under the bus today. Three generals threw him under the bus. Obama threw him under the bus. They've had it with him. But what are you going to do? You're going to install cackles? Here's our new president, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Hey, boy.
Even Democrats don't like her.
But you can't put anything past whoever is actually the one that's controlling Joe Biden. We don't know who's in control.
Well, Zuckerberg put $400 million bucks up.
So
we'll get to that in a second, actually.
Okay, well, continue.
All right. So other than paying for the voting manipulations, which are pretty just armor, the second most hated thing about Facebook is the fake fact checks. Well, that shit's going to be hitting the fan, too. John Stossel, the reporter, used to be on 2020 and some other stuff. This guy's a hell of a good reporter, consumer affairs guy. He's a libertarian. He's not a Republican. He just basically says government should piss off. He is demanding $2 million in damages from Facebook in a lawsuit he filed against a social media giant, alleging the company defamed him by appending fact-checking labels to two videos he posted about climate change. And I'm going to give you all the gory details on this case for time's sake. But Facebook says it's without merit. We'll defend ourselves vigorously. Of course you will. You've got more money than God. But according to the lawsuit, he posted two short video reports on Facebook where he interviewed experts in the climate change arenas. In one video called Government Fueled Fires, about the 2020 wildfires in California, Facebook and the fact-checking partners falsely attributed to Stossel a claim he never made. Remember I was talking about that post I put up about Biden, where he married his babysitter? Mm-hmm. And he did. Joe Biden was a babysitter. But they put a cover-up over it and said, fact check, wrong facts, and this is misleading. Joe Biden was not a teenage babysitter. No, she's about 24. I never said she was a teenage babysitter. The meme said she was a babysitter. This is the same thing they did to Stossel. He didn't say what they said they're saying, but they wanted to put a cover over his report because they don't like anybody arguing about climate change with facts. You know, screw the facts. That's what our fact checkers are for, to make sure the facts don't get out. The second video was called Are We Doomed? They put a partly false factual inaccuracy label on that one. It questioned claims by environmental alarmists that hurricanes are getting stronger, sea level rises are a catastrophic threat, and humans will be unable to cope with the fallout. He said that Facebook didn't even challenge any of the facts in the video. They just put the fact-checking process. It's nothing more than a pretext to defame users with impunity, particularly when defendants disagree with the scientific opinions expressed in the content. Now, the cool thing about this is Stossel, who worked at ABC News for more than 25 years before hosting a weekly news show on Fox Business, claims that after Facebook added the fact-checking label to his alarmism video in April of 2021, ad revenue generated by his videos dropped almost in half. He was making 10 grand a month off of them and went down to 5,500. So his lawsuit, he can prove he was damaged. He's got proof he was damaged. They took money out of his pocket. So he's seeking general, special, and compensatory damages, at least $1 million, and exemplary and punitive damages, which is saying Facebook, you know, this is your punishment, of $1 million. So, and he's also named two of the fact-checked organizations, which are funded by Soros and some other people that we don't like. So Stossel is after him. Facebook is on the ropes again in a court case where they say there's no merit. And if you look at the case, all you see is merit. So we also might be able to get Facebook on voting manipulation yet. Because fortunately, the state that Rick and I live in, Florida, has a real governor. We got a real man. Here's a letter.
Hopefully the next president, if not Trump.
Yeah, well, I put hashtag 47 on my reply to his post about this day. This is to Secretary Laurel Lee, Department of State, from the governor's office, and this is dated yesterday. According to a review of internal Facebook documents conducted by the Wall Street Journal, Facebook has created a shadow list of certain users who are immune from Facebook's enforcement actions on posting content, unlike me or you or John Stossel. These elites, selected by Facebook behind closed doors, are able to post material without being subject to the opaque preview process that normal users have to endure. This whitelist, as they call it, effectively creates two classes of speakers on Facebook's platform, those who are privileged and those who are not. According to the Wall Street Journal, this previously undisclosed double standard effectively granted incumbents in elections an advantage over challengers. This discrepancy was prevalent in state and local races. Then he's got a site in here for an example of where it came from, which nobody cares about. If this report is true, Facebook has put his thumb on the scale of numerous state and local races in a disturbing and concealed fashion whose scope is known only to Facebook. Floridians deserve to know how much this corporate titan has influenced their elections. The letter goes on. I hereby direct your office to immediately investigate this alleged election interference caused by Facebook through its whitelisting program and any other previously undisclosed program within Facebook in order to determine whether any violations of Florida election laws took place. In other words, Biden and them can't do nothing about it. This is state election laws. Your office should use all legal means to uncover such violations, including but not limited to subpoenas, witness interviews, reviewing available information, and consulting with law enforcement. The last paragraph is, the thought of technology companies clandestinely manipulating elections is an affront to the basic principles of our republic. Floridians deserve to have faith that their elections are fair and free from intrusion by big tech monopolies like Facebook. Sincerely, Ron DeSantis, Governor, Florida.
Balls.
Booyah!
Now, let me just explain something here, because he has a lot of merit to this, because this came out last week that Facebook had this, you know, elite, it's actually 5 million accounts, around 5 million accounts that have what are called VIP status, and they are whitelisted. Basically, they can
run anything, any crap they want.
They run anything they want. Nothing gets fact checked. Nothing gets covered. They pretty much skirt all rules. They have been hand selected to Facebook to achieve this status. Yep. Is this true? It is absolutely 100% true. How do I know?
You're a VIP.
I am a VIP.
But you're not running for office, thank God.
I am not, but I have a VIP account.
But you have a VIP account because of certain things that we don't need to go into, but what they were doing was they were whitelisting Democratic candidates for office. Nothing that they put up got fact checked.
Correct. That's
Warnock, you know, in Georgia was one of them. They started knocking down all the stories about him beating up his wife. He did beat up his wife. He was nasty, but he still got elected. So anyway, Florida is also suing Biden administration over catch and release policy too. I mean, I'm telling you, DeSantis has got a pair of cojones on him. Like nobody we've seen since the big guy with the fake blonde hair or funny blonde hair. It's not fake. It's real, but it's just Mr. Dipsy Doodle.
Well, he's also setting up a platform to run on. You know,
DeSantis has much better hair than Trump.
These things that he's doing now to fight against Biden are things he's going to use is things he's going to run for. And he's going to run for tech censorship. Tech reining in tech and making them, you know, pay for what they're doing and make the, you know, free speech. You know, he's right now he's building his platform. And you can see what he's doing. I mean, this man. He's a great governor. He will be a great president. And if you were to have him and Trump back to back, the two of them, you know, somehow president, vice president, I think this world would be a much better place.
Well, he's suing him over the border. And remember, I told you a few shows ago that They knew that there was over 6,000 unaccompanied minors that have been dumped in Florida from the border. Those are ones that they could count because they had to go into the system because they are minors. But this suit is against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, officials from ICE, Customs and Border, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and suing the United States government itself. The lawsuit says that Biden's administration's illegal border policies caused Florida harm. Many of the aliens illegally released by the Biden administration are arriving or will arrive in Florida, harming the state's quasi-sovereign interests and forcing it to incur millions of dollars in expenses. Under U.S. Code 1225, when individuals arrive in the United States, either at ports of entry or when caught crossing the border illegally, they are considered arriving aliens, that's in quotes, under immigration law. That's the way it's worded in the law. Under the U.S. Code, those individuals are required to be detained until a decision is made as to whether they are to be admitted to the country. This rule applies even if the individual is claiming asylum. An immigration judge would determine if they're entitled before release in the U.S. interior. What was the first story we told you tonight? 12,000 of the 15,000 Haitians were just left loose. The Biden administration is violating the law of the United States by doing that. But why did they do it? Because Fox News had a drone flying over the bridge in Texas, and we're showing you 15,000 Haitians gathered under there. And it looked bad. The optics were bad. So what did we do? They cleaned up that friggin' bridge area in, what, 2.5 days?
Yep.
And what's the fastest way to clean it up? Let them go.
They couldn't clean up like, well.
You just let them go.
Can't clean up fucking California that fast.
Yeah, well, karma's a bitch. And it's coming for these American haters. But this is only day 251, and there's 1,461 days in a presidency. Sorry to break that news to you.
Fuck. Fucking A.
1,210 left. He screwed it up this bad in 251. What the hell are the next 1,200 going to be? I don't even want to think about it. Hopefully something funny will happen, though. Biden will come out and do a speech this week, and then we'll have some funny clips for next week for that.
Maybe, maybe.
Anyway, if you don't have the Zone Out Radio app, where can you get it, Slim?
Google Play or, of course, on the Apple Store.
At the Apple Store.
Yeah, I mean, most everybody's got Apple. Nobody's.
It's free. Yeah.
It's free. No commercials. Music all the time, 24/7.
24/7 music.
Except when you and I and Rick are on doing Off the Hook Radio, and when American Idol comes back, which, you know, that'll be in February, not too far away. So, but yeah,
it's February.
I think February. So yeah, awesome music all the time. I add new stuff all the time. So
better
I
be after the Super Bowl. I'm planning on going to LA for that.
Oh, I hope it is. You'll just have to do a live show from your hotel room.
I don't think so.
Of course.
I'm going to be out there in L.A. partying and avoiding the poop on the streets.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. So,
yeah, really.
Get the app. Of course, you can always listen on our website, zoneoutradio.com, offthookradio.com, idleradioshow.net. But just get the app. It makes it so much easier because our podcasts are right there. Our links are right there. Everything. So.
Oh, and the Newark, the what's it called? The Newark movie that's coming out?
Oh.
Young Tony Soprano. The Saints of Newark or something like that.
No clue.
That's coming out next week. Rick, are we going to that?
Oh, I probably could. Well, so where is it? Going to be up in New York?
No. It's coming out nationwide.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the Soprano prequel.
He's trying to take you on a date.
Gandolfini's son playing Tony Soprano. Well, come on, man. Rick,
dinner and a movie.
Rick was on The Sopranos, for God's sakes.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Dinner, okay? Movie.
I'm a Sopranos freak, man. I've watched every episode of Sopranos 3 times.
You guys
didn't like the ending. Nobody liked the ending.
But, you know.
You two should dress up like Hitman, and you should, you know, head out to the show. You know,
black suit, thin white tie.
Yeah, and then get everybody in the theater to start chanting, fuck Joe Biden. I'm putting you guys on a homework mission.
Well, I'll tell you what. I go to a movie theater around here, I'm packing. I don't care.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to play something hopeful to wrap the show up with. This is from one of my all-time favorite bands. This is the Goo Goo Dolls with lead singer Johnny Resnick. imploring us to look to the future. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Better Days.
Good night.
Good night.
And you asked me what I want this year, and I try to make this kind and clear, just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. 'Cause I don't need boxes wrapped in strings and designer love and empty things, just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. So take these words and sing aloud, 'cause everyone is forgiven now. 'Cause tonight's the night the world begins again. Some place simple where we could live, and something only you can give, and that's faith and trust and peace while we're alive. And the one poor child who saved this world, and there's 10 million more who probably could if we all just stopped and said a prayer for them. So take these words and sing out loud, 'cause everyone is forgiven now. 'Cause tonight's the night the world begins again. The night the world begins again.